Whatever bubbles, bubbles up.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is a special Friday because we're going to be doing the Gadget Guy episode. And then a little bit after that, and hopefully Derek can stay with me, we have some questions from Sean Malley, who wants to know why I use peptides. And I think that's a fair question. I think that it's a question that should be answered because I'm quite a peptide enthusiast. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But before any of that, we have to play Derek's music. How you doing, D?
Good, man. How's it going?
Wonderful, wonderful. Let me pull you down a little bit because you're loud.
Oh, okay.
No, there you go. You're good. You're good. You're
had the bass turned
I had,
up.
Yeah, you got that deep Italian. you know, you, when you whisper, everybody across the room hears you, so.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. Every time we're anywhere, I'm so used to it. Like, I start talking, and then Elisa just starts to lift a hand to tell me, like, lower your voice. And I go, am I talking too loud? I'm always talking.
Yeah.
It's what I do. You know what? It's way too expensive to dress loud. It's so much cheaper just to talk loud. You get all the same attention,
oh,
you know?
Man. I remember getting in trouble in school since a young age, and my mom having that discussion that it's your voice, so you need to tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, but Derek, I got to believe that probably at 6 years old, you had a 5 o'clock shadow.
But man, Beth, you know what? You are not far from the truth there, my friend. I was just telling somebody the other day about that.
Dude, you're a DHT factory. That's what this is all about.
Yeah,
seriously, man. That's good. That's why you're aggressive in the gym. It's very important. DHT is a misunderstood hormone, so.
Yeah, I love it, brother.
So, I under advisement of the official Super Radio Gadget Guy, I downloaded an app and I've been playing with it, but I don't think I've been using it the right way, and it's called AmbiSci 300.
Yep.
I asked Derek. I said, "Derek, I want to start playing around with binaural beats and brain entrainment." He says, "Don't waste your time with any other apps. This is the one to go to." So let's talk about. So, how long have you been using brain entrainment using binaural beats?
You know, I was thinking about that, and I bet at least 3 years.
Okay.
Realistically.
Okay.
And where I really dove into them and really got it dialed in, probably the last 2 years legitimately, but I love them, man. They're amazing.
So explain what this technology is, and then we'll talk about the specific app.
So, and I guess also to answer your question, I think a lot of us have been using beats and brain entrainment
without realizing
a lot longer than we have.
Right, because you have certain, like we have certain songs. Like, okay, so let me expose one of the acts of weirdness that I perform on a regular basis. I can listen to the same song over and over again for an entire hour when I'm training. If I find a song that gets me jazzed, I just put it on repeat. That's it.
Yeah, okay. And the example I give to everybody when I always kick it off and tell them is, for one, it's an emotional thing and it's one of our senses, but music is one of those things that you can say a song and it'll bring back a time and a feeling and where you're at and how you felt. And people will literally say, man, I was in the flow. I was in the rhythm. And now they're using scientific processes to define what that really, really means. And I think one of the places where everybody really gets this, anybody that's into EDM is now the genre they fully call electronic dance music, but techno or house or electronic. I mean, we think of a superstar in our country, you know, selling out a big venue, maybe a stadium, which is amazing. But in other countries, some of these EDM artists, they sell out, I mean, cities. they'll rent literally cities for these artists, and they're so big. But a big thing that EDM music does, the people that know what they're doing underline in these beats in the music, they literally are putting, you know, these different like brain entrainments and trance type music. They speed up, they slow down, they put the certain beat on, you know, and it's a real thing. And
so do you think that they leverage that at raves? Is that like they do at raves? They leverage electronic music, and then they put this stuff underneath it.
Oh man, big time. And even when you look into, and I might, you know, not get this exactly spot on, but when you talk of the music style of dubstep, which is also a form of EDM, it's a certain method that they use to double step on a beat that is very similar to like what a binaural beat is. And when it's trance type music, it's because it is training your brain in a certain state. And, you know, I know sometimes when you're talking raves or things, yeah, there's drugs involved. But anything where somebody, you can keep somebody up and partying for days on end, there's something to it.
Yeah.
A lot of
Well, let's talk about the drugs just for a second. The most popular rave drug is MDMA. MDMA is called a empathogen, right? It stimulates empathy for others. That's what it does. That's why people want to hug and kiss, and you meet somebody and you feel like you've known them your whole life. They're doing some research over at the College of London, the Royal College of London right now. Low dose MDMA with people who have severe depression, and they're finding out that it works 1,000 times better in every single person, like than SSRIs. And you know, this is the same concept of microdosing LSD, microdosing MDMA. Instead of taking so much you hallucinate or you lose, let's say, control of normal behavior, you take just enough to where you feel like life is really great.
And I've seen some of this with exactly what you're describing, of somebody using it one time and having these breakthroughs that are lasting.
Well, but you got it, but it's got to be microdosed. And here's the danger you run, right? Yeah. So when you take very, very high levels of MDMA, when you come down, normal serotonin levels don't seem like enough anymore. At least for a while. And so it's the analogy I give to people about low dose MDMA is, if you've ever gone to a concert and sat right up front by the speakers, like when you drove to the concert, you were listening to your radio, you have it set at a volume that you're comfortable with. You go to the concert,
you
spend an hour getting blasted by these speakers. You get back in your car, you turn the radio on, you can't hear it. It's still the same volume that you had it on before, but you can't hear it because your new threshold for loud has just moved up. So when you do very high doses of MDMA, you actually can run the risk of developing some depression for a few months after because of that phenomenon. But when you do low dose MDMA, very, and the real problem even talking about this is it's virtually impossible to get real MDMA on the streets, because most MDMA is just meth and something else, and you feel exhilarated and you think that it's MDMA. It's not. But if you can get legit MDMA, and I don't know what the dosages are on the streets, but if you look at some of the research being done by the Royal College of London and look at the doses, there are very, very low doses that you can take a couple, three times a week, and your life will change for you.
It is so small. Have you seen that book that's Stealing Fire?
I've heard of it. Several people have told me about it.
Oh, man, you got to read that book. And they had a first one, I think it's called Becoming Superman.
Oh, yeah, he's been on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's about getting into the zone. And matter of fact, that's where a lot of... So after that interview, I did that interview about 3 years ago, and then I spoke to Jamie Weil.
Exactly.
At when I was at a Quest one time, and that's when my renewed fascination for LSD, because I did a lot of LSD when I was a kid, but then my renewed fascination, and that's when I started microdosing. But I'm very familiar, very, very familiar with the book. It's fantastic.
That book opened my eyes so much, and I think it's such a great one because it's so difficult to talk about these things to people because they equate it to, you know, drug use and the negative aspects, and they don't realize that a microdose is so very micro compared to the dose somebody's using to actually get high off of it.
Yes. So but like let's look at LSD, right? So in the world of street acquired tabs of LSD, usually about, they say you start tripping at about 100 micrograms. Most LSD on the streets is about 250 micrograms. There's some big stuff out there that's 800 micrograms. You'll trip for days on that. When you microdose, you're taking 20 micrograms. And people like me who've tripped, I remember when I first did my first microdose, I was like, I don't think I did enough. I don't feel anything. And so I took like another 20 micrograms, then another, I ended up doing 60, and I did start seeing trails a little bit, you know, halos and stuff like that. But then I went back to 20 and I was like, oh, I get it. I'm not supposed to feel it.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to feel it. If you start to feel it, if you're like, oh man, I feel the LSD, you did too much. If you take just enough, you're driving around town, and all of a sudden you just feel like, man, it's such a great day. You don't feel the LSD. You just notice that, wow, I never noticed how good my car looks after I had it detailed. Like all little things that you take for granted, all of a sudden you become grateful for. That's what microdosing does. You don't feel the acid. You just feel life all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's amazing, this research that's coming out. I pay so much attention to it, especially all the PTSD and depression things, because it really sounds like they're going to be able to help a lot of people with these things.
And before we get back on track with the app, which we have to, but it plays into this, quite frankly. But I'm going to give everybody in the audience a huge gift right now.
Oh.
Sassafras is a tree used by southern states when they smoke foods. Pretty much that's all sassafras is used for. Sometimes sassafras is used in a combination with sarsaparilla to make root beer. But sassafras root, the root, contains a molecule that's exactly the same as MDMA. I've been thinking about trying to acquire sassafras root to make a tea out of it and start experimenting with sassafras root tea. Now, there's a gift for everybody out there. I don't know. I even asked Ben Greenfield if he was aware of this. He says no. So apparently I'm one of the only people on the planet that knows about this.
Yeah. Is sassafras root, do they use it in root beer sometimes?
No. They use the sassafras bark a lot, and they use the sassafras wood for smoking. They don't really use the sassafras root as much. But sassafras root does in fact have the same exact molecule of as MDMA. It's naturally occurring. I mean, I don't know what the government's going to do, ban sassafras trees. I mean, they're everywhere in the southwest region and southeast region of the United States.
Interesting.
So those of you who can have herbalists, see if you can get some real legit sassafras root and just make small amounts of tea out of it and see if you notice, like, you really feel good. You really feel, wow, man, today's been a great day. Even though my tire blew out, my boss fired me, I just feel like it's a great day. Yeah, then you'll know it's working. There you go. So, okay, so getting back to brain entrainment, right?
Okay.
So brain entrainment works. Music is proof of that. A good song can make you push harder, can make you happy, can take you out of a slump. By the way, music and singing is something that are virtually exclusive to humans, which is really interesting. As is dancing, I guess, to a certain degree, dancing for entertainment, and not for sexual, like birds dance for mating and stuff like that. But anyway, so the app that you had me download is specifically for people who want to take control of their brain, right?
Yes, and so I really love these, and a lot of people that are, I don't hear that many people talking about binaural beats. The people I hear talking about it a lot lately has been more people that are in college or university right now, because I think they're realizing it can help them study. That's really the only people I've heard a lot talk about them, and usually when I ask them, where do you get the beats or what ones do you use, commonly they use apps on YouTube. And there's a lot of apps on YouTube that you can download, and
Now, when you say apps on YouTube, you mean there's actual videos and audio tracks on YouTube.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say app. Actual video on YouTube, and you can play it from the app or play it from your TV, and it'll have them sometimes with music on top of them and the beats underneath, and then it'll display something usually. When I first got them, I was actually getting them from, I'd had a CD, and I was actually listening to the CD with them on it. But the problem is, so people understand what they are, the easiest way to get it is they're used in, it's like a tuning fork is almost what they sound like if you were to hear it, like a vibration, like a kind of sound. It's when you have one frequency, like think of tuning a radio. I know a lot of people don't do that anymore, but tuning something to one frequency through your right ear and just a little bit higher or just a little bit lower between your left ear. And then the amazing part, your brain creates a third beat that is in between the two. So if one is at 105 and one is at 100,
you add them and divide by two. Yeah. Yeah.
It literally will create a beat.
It's actually, the terminology used in the RF world is constructive interference.
Okay.
That third residual frequency is also called a heterodyne. And many of you may remember heterodyne radar detectors back in the day for your car. Okay. So this is a well-established phenomenon. It works in light and it works in sound. It works in electromagnetic fields. It's constructive interference. Two dissimilar frequencies come together and create a third residual frequency that is exactly half of the addition of the two of them.
It's wild. And I remember when I first heard that, and just like you're saying, this is a real thing. This is proven over and over, science and frequencies, and you can feel it. When I first heard that, I was like, what? I got to look into this. And then I started looking into it, and that's what led me to realizing what they ultimately do is can change your brain state that you're in. And a really good analogy that I use with people to explain it is what they're doing now. They're showing, you know, people who are, say, a Zen monk who has practiced, you know, meditation for many, many 10, 20, 30, 40 years. They're able to change their brain state through meditation and sound and chanting. And even those sound bowls sound a lot like a tuning fork. So they can show through brain scans and rhythms the state that their brain rhythm and wave is in. Now, with these, you can mimic that and put yourself, even if you're not, you know, a highly skilled practitioner of meditation, you can almost instantly put yourself in these different states. And the main states I'd say that you want to use, and what underlies, and there's different rhythms they call, you know, alpha, beta, gamma, theta. Those are some of the main ones that they'll show people being in. You know, when you're excited, you're in one rhythm. When you're in relaxed or sleep, you're in another rhythm. But those are the main ones I think you can use them for. And what I love so much when I finally found this app is it's very, very simple. So anybody who doesn't really want to dive in and get really sciencey on it, it's really easy. And you can just pull it up and do it. But also, if you want to get and dive into it and customize it for yourself, it's also not that difficult to do it, but really dial it in. So this app that I love, it's neat because if you look on a computer, you can pull up their website and it's teslasoftware.com. And then the particular app that I like so much is just called AmbiScience 300, and it's AMBI then Science 300. And they have it for iPhone and then Android. And the paid version is the one that I have. And when you pay for it,
$3.99. It was cheap. I bought it too. $3.99. It's very cheap.
I knew it wasn't much. So $3.99. And they have a free one if you want to try it. But what's so great about that is it allows you to customize it and have access to a lot more sounds. So simply speaking, when you go on here, there's a selection of, I don't know, there's probably 50-ish sounds. And what they are, they're mostly, you know, rain sounds and sounds of ocean waves. So things that you think are calming or don't have a lot of words to them. So those are what you play over the beat. So that's just kind of the music that you're choosing. Then when you go onto the entertainment button in the middle of a little E, behind that, and this is why I love it, because some of the other apps, if you don't understand what they're for, it confuses you. So it'll say theta rhythm, and you're like, well, I don't know what that's for. But on here, it'll say power nap, and it'll say literally it's 3 megahertz is what it's playing at.
And I got a lot of questions. So yeah, continue on. But I have questions about when to use some of these things. I know you know. And so looking at the list that you're talking about right now, there's one called caffeine. Does that mean if you're trying to kick caffeine, or is it replace a cup of coffee?
It's like replacing a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That one is like you're trying to just get a quick jolt energy drink. And the reason why it only has it as a 3-minute program is because it's pretty powerful. So that's just a quick one. Like, I only got 3 minutes. I need to step it up. I'm going to listen to this.
What about the 3-minute ADD program? That's for someone who has attention deficit disorder?
Yep. That one's the one where they're trying to do it if you need to just get your brain back in immediate focus. And what I like with these is they have the 3 minutes, the 12 minutes, the 25. You'll see them. And then they also have ones you can listen to for a lot longer because, it's that whole inverse relationship. If they're really intense, you don't want to listen to them too much. And then after it, where you see it says HP or HP/SPK.
Right, headphones versus speakers, right?
Exactly. And the thing is these are by far and away the best if you listen to them in headphones. Because generally, all the headphones we have nowadays will put something to your right ear and something to your left ear independently if it's designed to do so.
Right. If you're using speakers, a lot of times the speakers aren't going to be able to do that unless you have like surround sound and you're sitting directly in the middle of everything.
Yes. And the nice thing is that most of the TVs or surround sound that people have nowadays do that. So it's a lot better than it used to be. But you can still get the effect from them, but they're much more powerful if you use a headphone. So whenever I do it, I really try to use a headphone and how I do it. So what I love taking it one step further. So the really cool part, you could just go in and say, as an example, a common one I've always used a lot is I would use a rain sound. Then I would go into the deep sleep one and use that as a headphone or a headphone speaker, depending how I was doing it. Then you just hit play. Now the key on this, and this is the big part, because you'll see how powerful these are. If you turn up the entertainment, the portion, which is the binaural beat portion, too loud, it will make you sick. Like, no joke.
I discovered that this morning. I was going to mention to you that this is not like music. Making it louder doesn't make it work better. In fact, making it louder makes you feel agitated and uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does. I did exactly what you said at first. I was listening to him too loud. I gave myself headaches.
One night I could not fall asleep and then realized that it was too loud.
It'll make you feel like vertigo.
And
that's what vertigo does a lot. So the trick I've found, I do think you get used to them a little bit. So after you're used to them, you can listen to them a hair louder. But all you do is you turn it down so low to where you barely hear it, and then I turn it down quite a bit lower to where I'm unsure, is it even working? Is it even on? I don't even hear it. That's where I found is the very, very best level for these, because your brain picks it up. If you hear the beat too deep, it's too loud, and it's not going to work.
And I'm thinking about what you're saying. If you hear the beat, you're anticipating it. If you hear the beat, it's because you're focused on it. Your brain is actively focused on it. You don't want to be focused on it. You want it to be working. Yeah, I get it.
Exactly what you said. So it's one of those things like the minimum effective doses, not even knowing it's there. And that's where I get to it, that these people that really know what they're doing, if music or even musical instruments, that's what they're doing. And you hear beautiful music or on top of it, and you have no idea. But the rhythm and what they're creating underneath is how they're doing this. So how I use them, and what I love so much about this app, and this is the cool part where I was going to say where you can really dial it in, when you go to the presets function. So on the presets, when you first pull it up, it looks kind of intimidating because it looks like you got to dial in all these other things. It's not difficult. All you do is you go select track. And the cool part about this, that song, because I also use different flow state songs played on repeat for things that I'm trying to do, like in the gym, because What the cool part, they go into the background and they fade in and they make you in flow. So I choose from your phone, you have to make sure it's on your phone and it's downloaded. I choose one of those songs for me.
The song that you like to listen to when you train.
Yeah, or in whatever state it might be. So I'll give you the most common one. And I just looked on iTunes because I wanted to be able to tell you. My most common flow state when I'm working, and how I describe that is, say, like you're working on the computer, you're trying to hammer out some work, you're doing something, and I do occasionally use this in the gym too, but it has no words. It's from the Braveheart or the Last of the Mohican soundtrack, and it's the song, it's Promontory, has no words to it. I looked on here, and I have 6,686 plays on my iTunes from this thing. And it's because I loop it all the time, and I just listen to it in the background. So that's my one that I couple. So I select that track. I go on. I select Promontory, just like I'm looking up a song from my iTunes or whatever song someone wants to listen to. Then you hit Select Effect. And with that one, I select one of the ones that would be more of like the Focus or the Learning ones, because those are ones you can listen to over and over and over again, not just the caffeine programs. So I select that one and you couple them together. Then you select the volume you want your beat to be at, which is individual for people, of the level, which should be pretty darn low. And then you save it and you can even name it something. And then next time when you go to play this, you just pull that up really quick and
yeah,
play.
It's already loaded.
Good to go.
Yeah, so is this the Promontory? Listen.
That's it. That's it.
Okay. I'm going to download it during the break. We have to take a commercial break, and I'll be downloading Promontory onto my iPhone now.
that is my favorite.
You know, and go to the App Store and get this, what is it called again?
AmbiSci 300 by Tesla Lab.
And we're going to get deeper into all the different features here in just a minute. This is a really, really cool app, and you'll get a lot of use out of it. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrontil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrontil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrontil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrontil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrontil.
Atrontil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking today with the official Superhuman Radio gadget guy, Derek Trombetta. If you want to reach out to Derek, you can go to his website, 970muscle.com. Let him know you heard about him on the show. Yeah. Ask him questions. Derek is a very, very cool human being, and he is very much in the flow state of life. So, I downloaded the song. I actually downloaded the whole album. The whole album is amazing. The album is amazing, right?
The whole album's amazing.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple things I'm curious about. So when you click the big E. Right, and it takes you obviously to all of these pre-programmed programs for sleep.
Yeah.
So, how do you use deep sleep? Do you turn it on and go to sleep? Do you turn it on in order to get into deep sleep? Then do you have to turn it off? How do you use that?
Okay, so deep sleep is one of the most common ones that I use, and here's how I use it. And this is how I have it set up. People can do this different ways. We don't keep our phones in our bedroom while we sleep at night, and so we turn them off, but I, on purpose, in our room, we have a white noise machine that we always sleep with in the background. So we have the white noise machine on, so if you consider that to be my track that I'm playing.
Right.
But then I set up a left and right speaker that is... We sleep in the center of it, and we both have a left and a right, and it Wi-Fi's to it from my phone. So when we set all this up at night, I go in the other room, I Wi-Fi my phone, hook it up to the speaker with that AirPlay function that's so awesome your phone has. I click on that deep sleep on the headphone speaker. I hit play, and I already know the level I play it at for our room. I have a preset. And I leave it playing the entire night while we're sleeping, underlying the white noise machine.
And
but I only
what do you have you ever forgotten or not turned it on?
Oh yeah. I notice big time. There's sometimes even in the night where it'll shut off, but you don't even hear it shut off, and I end up not sleeping as well. And the other crazy part is, you know, one I'm sure we're gonna talk about, but that Aura ring that I use to track my sleep and my deep sleep, I can tell a difference when I'm using these and I'm not using them on my sleep that I'm getting.
Interesting.
It's like the other night, actually, this week was actually a good example because something happened where the app, you know, everything on your phone crashes at some point.
Right.
It crashed, went off, the white noise machine didn't go off, and for whatever reason, both my wife and I both had sleeping issues, which would be very rare.
For both of you,
both
right.
To have sleep right. Being issues at the same exact time
right.
And night.
The 25-minute sleep program. So I'm at work all day long. I just kind of feel worn out. I feel like I want to take a power nap. I take a 25-minute nap wearing this. What if I don't fall asleep?
So here, the one I've understood, because I actually contacted them with these, what I've heard them say is the 25 sleep minute program is a lot better to help you fall asleep. So if you have trouble falling asleep, that's a good one to play for the first 25 minutes when you're trying to go to bed for a long time. The deep sleep is one where you could play continuously the whole time you're asleep for a full night's sleep. The one I would recommend that you use, and this is such a cool hack, and I know where you're going with your question. This is also one of the most, the ones I use every single day, pretty much no matter what, is power nap and deep sleep. The power nap one, and I would really use this on headphones, the power nap headphone, you, and I don't do this one any longer, and there's different, you know, versions of what people will say with this, but generally I think you're safe for a power nap to not exceed 30 minutes. And that's where everybody will say, you know, 30 minutes, is it 45, is it 60? They don't want you to get into your deep sleep rhythms.
Right.
Because then if you wake yourself up, you're going to feel
groggy.
Yeah,
you're going to feel terrible. You're going to feel groggy.
Yes.
So how do you get it? How do you get it to shut off for in 30 minutes?
I set a timer. So I use the timer function on my phone to wake me up after 30 minutes so that I wake up totally no matter where I'm at.
Now, if you wanted to use the app itself, you could use the quit where you, on the alarm setting, you could say quit in 30 minutes and then it would automatically, and then you can even choose
a ding.
Yeah. If you use the quit feature, it'll you could choose a ding noise to wake you up.
And the reason why, because I'd used that a lot at first, and there was a couple times I didn't hear the ding and I slept longer than I should have.
Mm-hmm.
So the little hack I, and this is the other really cool part about this, I'm so excited about this app too, is I use the alarm on my phone outside of it. But see, most apps, you can't do that because they don't function in the background. So what's so cool about this app, you could even, not the stuff I just said, you don't even know how to do a preset. Just go in, pick whatever tone you want, and just rock your music or your playlist however you want. Or if you're trying to do a focus or reading and you want to read on the internet and watch like another YouTube video or browse, you can still play that beat in the background of anything. I could have it on right now even.
Right. It's interesting because I use a sleep app to track my sleep, and that's my alarm clock. But I've been going to sleep using some of these different programs at night, with the ones that are just for speaker. And and like last night, I just used some of the music that's in. I think, I don't know if I used Through the Gate. I think last night I used the Inner Temple, and I set it for 45 minutes, and it shuts off on its own. But then I used the AmbiScience alarm this morning, using the same song, the Inner Temple. I set the alarm on my AmbiScience app.
Let's say at
5:30. And then I set the alarm on my sleep tracker at 6 in case I overshoot the 5:30 wake-up call. And it's been really cool. You know, I'm starting to feel it out how I can use this. And so to kind of stay on track here, there's a lot of these little different programs in here. The one for Awake Intuition, the one for where's the one? Memory Improvement and Brain Stimulation. Those should be good to use at work, right?
Those are interesting. So some of those use even total different beats, and there's this whole other sound therapy that they're actually using in some treatments for people. And there's a lot of science backing these that they're showing, like improving your, like the one that improve your IQ, improve your test taking abilities. So I just want to read you, I'm going to read you my presets.
Can you hear this? Listen, can you hear it? I guess not. Obviously, you would have said so.
No.
It's coming out of the speaker. It's almost like a subsonic sound. It is. You know?
It's exactly what they sound like. They're. Yeah. It's amazing when you hear them.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Tell me your presets. Good.
So my four presets, and here's the name I have on them. But Do Work. So basically, that's the one where I'm trying to legit work on a project. Then I have it coupled with. I'm just going to load them so you can hear all my little. These are all my little hacks on here. So that's the Promontory, and then behind that, I have Attention and Focus. That's the effect that I use.
Excellent.
Then the next one is, and I only have four of them. They're my main ones, and I use these for other things, but these are my four ones I go to. Then Power Up, which is Power Up Nap. So my Power Up Nap is an evening rain, because I really like the rain sounds, and I had to tweak, and it's neat because they have like four or five different rains. This was the one that was really good for me that I liked, an evening rain, and then I couple that with the power nap, the headphone function. And the quick thing I want to say, because you asked me about it, I just didn't answer, that is so powerful about this and why I would tell people about this hack. If you put this on with headphones, and you have to make sure that you're not interrupted. So if you're in your office or something, you have to have the door shut, maybe shut your eyes and put the headphones on and tune the world out. And if you listen to this for 30 minutes or so, if you don't even physically fall asleep, you will get the benefits of if you took a power-up nap, because it puts your brain rhythms in that same state.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. This stuff is very, very, this is actually science that NASA studied many, many decades ago.
It's wild. Then my third one, I call it level up. And so to me, level up is when I'm trying to learn or retain something. A lot of times I use this when I'm reading. So I use my track, it's off my phone, and it's, everybody's heard it at some point, but it's a Bach. It's from an orchestra. So I use Bach Suite for Orchestra, and then I use the Memory Improve through my either headphones or speakers.
Right.
And the reason why I would recommend with this when you're trying to learn, it's the same thing where they have all the different research on classical music. Use like a classical music or something that doesn't have any lyrics, so
yeah,
it doesn't take away from
your head. Because when you listen to just music, it doesn't, it's like a mantra. It doesn't stimulate any symbolic connection to anything.
Yeah. And then this is the one I use if I don't have my white noise machine, is the one I basically, this one's named Deep Sleep. And I use the Rain Under Tree, that is one of the tones or the selections they have. And then I use the Deep Sleep. And so those are my four that I use. Those are my go-to, and really only way I really use them much differently is if there's a song like what you described, like a song that I just really, really want to listen to in the gym as a perfect example, and I want to loop it, and I put this one of these on in the background, and usually the ones I'll use in the background is that same one, the Attention and Focus. I use that same exact one, or I'll even do it where I'll put my headphones on if the gym has really good music, and I listen to the beat, but I listen to the music of the gym.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think the one that's really interesting is Remove Guilt and Fear.
Oh,
and the Remove Fear part, because I remember obsessing about leg day and back day back in the day, like the night before, like, oh man, I'm going to blow something. I'm going to rip something. I'm, you know, the weight's getting really heavy. This is getting serious. I can't F around. And that fear, like, it depletes you of power. It really does. And I wonder if Remove Guilt Fear would be a good one to listen to while you're about to execute a really heavy lift beneath some music that really drives you.
I think it could be amazing. And what they're called, the ones that are on here, the research on those are that, yes, you could hear that.
Yeah, that's the Remove Guilt Fear tone. It's,
you can hear it.
It's actually 396 hertz. And 396 is my favorite engine in a Chevy. So there you go.
It's perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
But the thing that's interesting about those programs, like the ones where you see like remove guilt and fear, facilitating change, DNA repair, relationships connecting, awaken intuition, love, and returning to spirit, these are all based on upper level psychological research and frequencies. They even use in treatments with patients. So these aren't just like a willy-nilly beat. These are legit for that.
Let's see here. We have to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, I have a couple more questions about the app. Most specifically, the things that say PL, they seem to be just noises like rain and stuff like that. I want to talk about how to use those. And then we're going to change the topic just gentle. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Yo, give me something to dance to.
Welcome back. This is the music I listen to in the gym, by the way. All my mashups. I have some killer mashups, man, that I just love to listen to. Over and over. Favorites. What's that?
Classic rock is by far and away one of my favorite genres. Yeah.
Dude, I'm 60 years old. What do you mean classic rock? What do you mean? I'm old? I'm old?
That's classic rock? That's considered classic rock.
I'm just kidding with you.
Even though I think classic rock now, right now, is even like not even necessarily from 60s, 70s. I think it's even like 90s now to some people.
Yeah, no, I know. It just keeps moving further and further up. So, But anyway, so what are the PL tracks? Are those just like replacements for white noise and stuff?
So they are, but again, where I always kind of want to know about things, and you might know a lot more about this than I do, and it's interesting you brought up the music, because when I saw those on there, but yes, so when you go on there, they just replace white noise. So you're going to find them all, like rain and ocean sounds.
Drone. I love the forest drone, because when I was a kid, I spent a lot of time in the woods hunting and camping. And you really do hear that, like, there's a maybe somebody running a chainsaw a couple miles away. And
Yeah.
You just hear that drone. It's a combination of the wind blowing, the trees moving, and machinery, you know?
Yes.
That's so cool.
Here's the wild thing, though, about specifically those ones that are PL. Because when I saw that, I was like, what does PL mean? Why does it say PL? There's a reason for it. So I actually now, I haven't looked this up for a while, so I'm going to have to recall this from memory. You might know more about this, but this is kind of what I was getting at earlier. It has something to do, and people that compose music understand that there's some kind of, they call it a PL paradox you can create in music. Hmm. And a lot of classic rock and real artists actually do this and use it in the way that they do their musical instruments and what they're essentially doing. It's not a binaural beat, but they're creating a similar phenomenon with their musical instruments on purpose.
Interesting.
If you remember, like, a lot of classic rock songs, and I know there's some of them that supposedly do this, but they would say where they would actually lead you or have underlying beats and subliminal messages. Even if they really didn't, you know, like it wasn't a Beatles track saying Paul is dead, even if they really didn't have that or did have that, the way that they would actually compose the music, it was this PL. And it's a real music thing that composers use, but it's in those rhythms. So these are like really powerful rhythms. So when you listen to the PLs, like the Night Camp or the White Noise, they're actually using that same phenomenon, and you can couple that also with a binaural beat.
Interesting. This is
really
also very cool. I mean, you know, the thing that I feel is the coolest about this sort of stuff is this is some of the original brain hacking. You know, because binaural beats and this sort of stuff has been around for a really, really, really long time. And it's still around, which means it must work.
Totally. I mean, the thing I think always, what I always, this exactly reminds me of is anybody that's heard a singing bowl or taken their finger around like a crystal glass and that vibrational sound that it makes. And people have been using those for thousands and thousands of years, or a tuning fork. And that's what these remind me, what they sound like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, we also know that the body responds not just to oral beats and tones, but electromagnetic beats and tones and light and light wavelength. You know, one of the big problems with the fast deployment of the LED bulb in residences is that children who are on the spectrum become agitated. They can, while they don't see the pulsating of the LED, which is happening literally thousands of times a nanosecond, their brain picks it up and becomes agitated. And this is not BS. This is like, they'll take these kids that are on the spectrum, put them in rooms with incandescent lights. Everybody's happy. Everybody's getting along. They literally flip a switch. The incandescent lights go out and the LED lights go on. And all of a sudden, within minutes, these kids start becoming agitated for no reason at all. Whatever they were into a second ago becomes, absolutely aggravating to them. They want to get out of the room. It's like, what the hell just happened? Oh, wait, we turned on LED lights.
Yeah.
So the body is very sensitive to this kind of stuff.
Very, very much so. Very much so. They even show where, you know, people don't realize you don't even have to see it through your eyes.
Yeah.
It could be on just your skin somewhere that you never even realize that you're seeing it.
Yeah, it's really pretty, pretty cool stuff. Can you stay with me for a little while longer, or do you have to bolt because you have a client?
No, I got a little bit while longer.
Okay, I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about peptides, because people are asking me, especially one guy in particular, Sean Malley. He asked me online, why do I even bother? You know, he said, why do you use peptides? And I think it's important to discuss this. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. 74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real, long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake. But you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I've been watching you.
Welcome back. You want to hear something that's totally BS? Kentucky makes a lot of money selling bourbon and booze. So we have a law here that you cannot have liquor or alcohol of any type shipped into the state. Now think about that.
Really?
Yeah. You can only buy booze or liquor, alcohol from, you know, retailers and bars and liquor stores, and that's it. You can't buy it online and have it shipped into the state. We're one of the few states. I think there's just two states in the country, and we're one of them, that doesn't allow the import direct to consumer purchases of booze because they don't want to let anybody have any of the money that they make inside the state, which is really stupid in my opinion, because there's lots of workarounds. Back in the day when I used to drink a lot more than I do today, and I don't remember the last time I had a drink right now, but probably a month ago. But anyway, I mean, I'm being honest. Like, you know, but the reality is I drink so far less than I ever did before. When I was in my 20s, I drank constantly. Then I had children. I stopped drinking. Then I got divorced and lost my mind because dating was so much fun and I started drinking again. I really have put drinking on hold because it doesn't fit my goals. It makes me tired. I don't train well. I don't sleep well. It just doesn't work for me anymore. But with that being said, back in the day when I first started dating Elisa, I used to order Cristal champagne from California where I could actually get a $200 bottle for $75 a bottle if I bought six bottles at a time. And so I used to have to send them, and I'm not mentioning who I buy it from, I would have to send them a FedEx air bill that had me as the to and me as the from. So they would just shit, you know, it was from me to me, and that was it. Then they were able to, but now we just picked up a new sponsor, Fitvine Wines, and they customarily send, you know, wine to people who they're working with for advertising, and they couldn't send it to me. So I had to find a listener who was kind enough to let me ship it to his house in southern Indiana. So later today I have to drive to New Albany to go get the wine because because Kentucky won't let them ship it directly into the state. It's just so friggin' silly. It's like, come on, guys. You're making billions on booze. So what if you lose $16? Give me a break.
Wow.
Just so asinine. But anyway, okay, so.
So I actually am going to have to go here in a second. I didn't realize.
That's cool. That's cool. Let's plug your website. Let's plug everything, and then I'll finish up talking about peptides here.
You know what I want to plug today?
Yes, what?
I just want to plug, man, how much I appreciate you and what you're sharing with everybody, because honestly, even before we ever met, you've been my go-to resource for a lot of things and what I listen to, and I'm a lifelong learner, like unlike many people I know.
Yeah.
So people listening to you and what you're putting out, man, you put out real deal stuff, so I appreciate it, and that's what I want to plug.
Thank you. Have you have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, brother.
Okay, take care. If you want to learn more about Derek Trumbetta, go to 970muscle.com. Reach out to him. Let him know you heard about him here on Superhuman Radio. So Sean Malley asked me on Facebook recently, why peptides? Why do I use peptides? And I want to give a clear, concise answer to this question. I'm not going to get deep into all the different peptides that I use and why. That's topic for other shows. But needless to say, peptides provide possibly the only opportunity for regenerative medicine that we have seen ever. Unlike drugs that Big Pharma cashes in on, which are tantamount to pulling the battery out of your smoke detector and then staying in the house while it burns down, because your disease doesn't go away when they mask the symptoms. Your RA symptoms may not show up, but the body is still undergoing devastating attacks by your immune system. They're just not producing any results anymore. You're not seeing the inflammation in the joints. And so the disease isn't cured. I've used an analogy over the years. It's like going to the mechanic and saying, my engine has this really loud clunking noise. Can you fix it? And he says, sure. Put these earplugs in when you drive it and it's fixed. And you wouldn't accept that. You wouldn't accept that from your mechanic, but we accept it every single day from the medical orthodoxy. Peptides are different. Peptides are actually not drugs. Peptides are messengers. A peptide is a message. It has a syntax. It has an order. It has it's like a page in a book or a note that you write to somebody. It's a communication method from cell to cell. And there are peptides that actually fix stuff. Growth hormone is a peptide. It fixes things. Modified growth factor is a peptide. In its native state, it has some of the same benefits as growth hormone. Growth hormone releasing hormone does some of the same things that growth hormone does before it even causes growth hormone to be squirted out by the pituitary. So peptides are a horizon that I'm excited about because I know that they can reverse disease states. Now, as you age, if you want to avoid getting a disease, you can use peptides prophylactically. You can use them before you get sick. I am going to say something that I'm sure of. My sister Valerie died of a neurological disorder. It was not Parkinson's disease. She was misdiagnosed. I have that same disorder. And the only reason why I haven't succumbed to it, in my humble opinion, is my lifestyle. But my lifestyle includes training intensely, protecting my sleep, and getting the best possible sleep quality I can get at the time. A diet low in sugar, except naturally occurring sugars and fruit and stuff like that periodically. A diet high in protein, a diet high in healthy fats. But one of the things that is part of my lifestyle is peptides. I've been using them for close to 20 years. The peptides I use every single day, BPC 157, modified growth factor 1 through 29, and GHRP6, oxytocin, post-workout and before bed, 1 IU of growth hormone before bed. I use thymosin beta 4 once a week, 2 milligrams. I use these things. I know, someone just said to me, man, you look younger than you've looked in a long time. George Tuliatos on a video that I just did. And then Kirkland Morletti came back and said, you really do. Trust me, I am battling some really, really devastating issues right now. I have definitely developed a mild autoimmunity. There's no doubt in my mind about it. My lumbar spine compression is causing my legs to get numb again because I've been in this cast and I haven't been able to hang from my inversion table, which my inversion table will keep me from that disease progressing. I guarantee it, because in just 2 months of not hanging, it's gotten worse. I hung last night. It's already starting to feel better. I mean, that's how fast the inversion table works if you have lumbar spine problems. But these things that I do, I am absolutely positively sure are pushing back on disease states, and I am actually going to fix these disease states, and I'm not going to succumb to them. And the only reason why is the addition of the peptides, because the peptides are repairing things. It's not enough just to maintain. Have you ever seen a house that's been maintained for 40 years? It looks old. It looks run down. It looks shabby. Then you look at a house that's received lots of upgrades over that same 40 years, and you walk into it, it looks like a brand new house. So if you're just maintaining, you're losing the war. You have to be rebuilding constantly in order to win the war against aging. Peptides are a powerful, powerful, powerful tool in that scenario. And there are peptides we're going to start talking about. First of all, melanotan 2 at very low doses, I'm talking about 20 micrograms a day, may have profound benefits in weight loss, energy utilization, clearing the plaque out of your arteries, improving brain function. The list goes on and on. And quite frankly, the same thing is true of sunlight. If you get in the sun and lay in the sun every single day, don't forget, throughout evolution, we were exposed to the sunlight every single day. Now we barely get any. Think about that when you think about all the modern diseases we have today. But melanotan 2 holds big promises in the future for actually reversing atherosclerosis. We're not talking about putting a stent in. We're talking about literally reducing intima inflammation, and the plaque is being reabsorbed. So there are also very small peptides, Epitalon and Penalon, where the research is a little unclear, but it looks like these smaller tripeptides and dipeptides, they're basically just 2 amino acids and 3 amino acids, they actually have the ability to cause gene sets to be turned back on, neonatal gene sets to be turned back on. You know what that means? That means that what made you grow from a cluster of cells to a baby human in your mother's womb can be turned back on using these di and tripeptides. Now, think about that from the standpoint of repairing heart tissue, repairing damage after an accident. If you could turn those neonatal gene sets back on to reproduce an organ, there may be some possibilities in peptides actually doing that. So why do I use peptides? Because I'm going to be 60 years old this year. I don't feel 60 years old. Even with my ailments, my foot is out of the cast, and that's going to be another 6 or 7 months before it's completely healed. All these things that I battle against are easier to battle against than actually I can overcome them with the addition of peptides. And right now, until further notice, there is only one place that I would ever buy peptides. And I can't explain in detail how I know, but these guys really do make their peptides in California. They have several amino acid sequencers that they use to make peptides inside the United States. These peptides are rigorously mass spec tested before they're batched and before they're put in bottles. And as a result of that, you get 99% of purity and nothing else in there. There's no poisons in there. And that is peptidesciences.com. If you've never bought from them for your own personal research that you're doing with animals at home, obviously you can't use these things in humans. Wink, wink. You can go to them and let them know you heard about them on Superhuman Radio and ask them for a discount code. But remember, don't ever ask them how to use this stuff because they're a research company. They're not telling people to use these things. In fact, if they find out that you're using them, they won't sell them to you. So, Sean, it's a good question, and I think it was time to answer. I hope that I answered it in detail. But if you're like me and you're above 40 years old, you need to learn more about peptides because these are going to be magic in the future. They are already, you know, a lot of peptide stuff is being done outside the United States because the FDA is blocking the use of these peptides to a certain degree. Some of the more advanced ones, like Epitalon and Penalon, because the FDA is trying to protect the pharmaceutical industry because they're trying to figure out, well, okay, how do we make money at this? We can't patent these peptides. I mean, they've been in the public domain forever. Well, maybe we can make them orally delivered. That's what they did with MK677, right? MK677 is a ghrelin, a form of ghrelin like GHRP6, but instead of injecting it, you can take it orally. But what happens was it's long acting. It burns the pituitary gland out. It literally burns out the receptors and it actually it works for a week or two and then you literally crash. Your body doesn't want to produce any growth hormone from it. So the pharmaceutical industry is going to try to find ways to deliver it orally. But in the meantime, we won't wait for them. We know the truth. So there you go. Hopefully I answered that question. And if I didn't, Sean, just message me back and I'll be glad to go in deeper in next time. But that's it. Today's Friday. I'm done for the week. I love Fridays. And I'm going to have a good weekend this weekend. It's Mother's Day. And since my mom is gone and Elise's mom is gone, we're going to take her stepdad out for Mother's Day. So how's that sound? All right, look, everybody, have a safe weekend. Have fun. We'll see you next week. We've got lots of shows planned already. Take care.